I had an assignment at SickKids one day, and a boy, he's 16 years old, he has cancer. The first word, what did the doctor say? Your son is not going to survive. Like, imagine me telling the parents, and they're waiting for me to tell them, your son is not going to survive. So as soon as I said this word, the dad said, stop interpreting. I want my son to be out of the room. You know what the specialist said? No, he's 16 years old. It's his life, his consent. He has to hear everything. And mom started crying. And he said, you know what? It's my right. I'm leaving if you don't, if you don't let my son out of the room. It's, you have to respect my wish. To be honest, I start crying with them, you know, because how I'm going to interpret how. And then he said, oh, but you know what? We're going to start some chemotherapy and hopefully. And why didn't you say, okay, maybe your son has cancer. We're going to do some treatment. And you know what? I guess this is life. Your son might not survive. Why you start from the end? Why you said, oh, your son's gonna survive, and then you put a lecture after? So, you know, I went with this boy for a year. I met him in the, like, let's see, he came to Canada in November, and he passed away the next February. And imagine me, like, going to his place to give parents, like, an envelope, like, your son is dying. So, you know what? That's it. It's horrible.